Hello, David. How are you?
Henry, hi. I'm getting a little confused now. You responded to that message,
Yeah, I was
the
just
last one?
writing your reply.
Oh, you're writing it now. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you already sent it and I didn't see it, so I thought, oh boy, this is really getting weird.
Actually, I replied to your email, but it was not delivered to you, so I was copying my email and replying it to your text message.
Okay, so you're writing it now and you'll be sending it?
Yeah, I'm just texting you that exact email.
Okay.
Or I can, I
All right, I'll just wait for it.
or okay, or I can explain it to you on call if you want. I can.
Okay. Okay.
I said that it was just a suggestion from my side. It's on you if you want to take it or not. There's no
Right.
pressure on my side. But if the budget is the
Right.
case, I can do one thing for you and split it into two installments. Because Infobox doesn't take so that much time. It will take only a week to be made on your profile, and we can go up ahead and submit your profile. So I can split the price in two installments, so it can be easy for you if you want.
You mean one installment now and then one when you're done in a week?
Yeah, you can pay one installment now, and you can pay the other installment next month. Which you can tell the rate which is feasible for you next month.
You mean half now and half next month?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just not sure that will. Excuse me. Let me get somewhere where I can talk. I'm not sure that will help me right now because we just got a lot of expenses right now, and again, this is
Yeah,
another.
David.
We've had a lot of unanticipated expenses,
Yeah, and
and
that, trust me, David,
and I'm
it
just,
was
and
a
it's
perfect
not,
suggestion from my side.
something I was. I'm sorry.
I understand and appreciate your effort. It was just a personal suggestion from my side. I was going through the draft and I thought it should be done onto your profile because it will look so much good on your profile because you are an author.
Yeah.
Your Infobox will have so much attention on your profile because I gave you the student screenshot of the author's profile, so you can see and compare how effective it will be on your profile. You have a picture, you have an occupation, you have your status of marriage and all that. No one will able to read the whole content from your draft, and they can see, only read the Infobox and get to know about know about you.
Well, I don't know. I mean, most of the friends that I have that have profiles, and there are a few of them, are better known than I am.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't have pictures, and a lot and the little boxes that they do have are very sparse. Like basically, date of birth, date and place of birth. Marital status, occupation, I mean, very basic things.
Yeah, but if you ever saw a Wikipedia profile, the first thing you will ever saw in Wikipedia profile is the info box. You can set any profile on Wikipedia, and the one thing that catches your eye will be the info box. You can examine it all too. You can search now the Bill Gates profile.
I'm sorry, say again.
And the occupation, and you can see the info box will look totally different from the content from your draft. Because sometimes people don't like to read, and they just see the info box and they get an idea that, oh yeah, this is a person, this is an author. Yeah, so they get a whole idea about the content and whole idea about your personality. So that's why this is how info box helps.
Well, I'm still, I mean, we could still do this later, though, right?
Yeah, can you speak again?
We could still do this later, right? I understand not for 8 months,
Yeah,
but we
we
could
can.
do it
I
later,
explained it
right?
to you. We can do it later. But the thing is, editing a profile is a very, very, very complex thing. You have to understand if we
It's
edit.
not complex, though. I don't understand what's go Hey, I don't understand what's complex about it, Henry.
Okay,
I mean,
let me explain.
because I have to document. Wait a minute. because I have to document my document my name and place of birth. Why is that complex?
Take it as an example. You have a profile. Someone tried to edit your profile because anyone can. If anyone has an account on Wikipedia, they can edit a profile. That's called vandalism. So Wikipedia admins tried to cause the vandalism. So
I really am who I am. So I should be able to prove it, right? Why would they not allow me to add something to my own profile that I can document?
Yeah, I do understand that. But you see, they have to get reviewed by Wikipedia admins. But they won't review profile. Because then we add an occupation, for example. So we have to provide a reference, any reference. It will be taken from the references you have provided. But they will review it. Because
so what if they review it? It'll be a good reference, right?
How much
do they have to review something? What do they need for me to prove my identity? Okay,
because,
birth certificate, passport.
Because it's not.
I mean,
about,
I prove my.
David,
if the U.S. government,
identity.
It's
not about identity. Because first thing, you cannot edit your profile by your own. First thing, Wikipedia doesn't allow you to edit your own profile. So if you try to edit your own, they will revert the edits in 24 hours.
Okay. So what will we be documenting then? I mean, what needs a reference? My name and place of birth?
Actually, the thing is, when you edit a profile and put something in the profile, they will review it and see if the edits are essential for the profile or not. And if they find it not essential, they remove the edits. So that's why it's complex, and we have to do it in a particular manner. So first of all, we have to wait to get your profile sustained on Wikipedia, because in that period, we cannot edit anything, because Wikipedia admins are reviewing your profile. So it will at least take 7 to 8 months to get your profile sustained. And after they try to put an info box, so they will ask something that why this info box was not put by when you submit the profile. So they will review all the information in the info box, and they will ask a copyright that this picture is copyrighted by you, or you have no don't have download from any other website. That's what I was saying about the copyrights. You have to get the original file of the picture. That's what I'm trying to say, the copyright.
But why is that? Why is that difficult?
Because
if somebody takes a picture of me using my cell phone, it's a digital copy that's stamped with a time and date. Why is that difficult?
Exactly.
Why is that hard? I'm not understanding.
Actually, you can see you have so many pictures on Google. If anyone downloaded your picture and uploaded on Wikipedia, it won't be accepted. That's how Wikipedia works. We have to provide the original file of the picture, and it has to be.
Okay, so we take a picture with my cell phone, and you provide the original
stamp. Anyone can have a picture captured of you. For example, a photographer capture your picture, and they submit on any Wikipedia profile. If there's a picture of original and that's of you, they will accept it. But if someone tried to download it from a WhatsApp or download from the Google, they will not accept that file of picture.
But they'll accept an original one that's never been published,
Exactly. So we will provide
that.
We also have to provide that which date specific event this picture which was taken. For example, you were in the event on the opening of your book, and someone captures your picture, and we have to provide a date and event and detail of that picture in that reference too. But
I just don't understand why that's a problem. So what? So we provide the date and time.
But
we're gonna take the picture anyway, right?
But
nobody else is.
But it won't. If we try to make an info box right now, it can be done easily. But if you try to make
Wikipedia more stricter on pictures than the passport agency? Is it easier to prove to the U.S. immigration your identity than it is to Wikipedia?
Stop the vandalism in the Wikipedia profiles. That's why they are following some protocols.
Well, you know, I'm just not ready to go with this now. I'd really like my page to go live. I don't think it's going to be that hard, and if it is, then we won't do it. We'll just go without it.
Okay.
I mean, frankly, at this point, you know,
it's
what's that?
On that?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I mean, I would like an info block, but, you know, I'm a little skeptical because, you know, that, you know, my wife told me, I mean, I'm going to tell you the truth, Henry. You know, I've been discussing this with my wife, who's very smart. And, you know, when I gave you the last payment, you know, for the wiki, linking and everything, she was really against it, you know, the linking. She said, oh, you know, this is never going to end. They're just going to add, when you're done with this, they're going to want some more money for something else. And then it's going to be something else. And I said, let me finish. And I said, no, hon, I think this is it. You know, I think this is really, this is really the last thing we need. But turns out she was right, you know. So now I feel like an idiot, you know. And it's not just my money, it's our money. And I'm having a hard time justifying these continued expenses to my wife, you know.
I clearly told you it's on you. I clearly told you it's not a requirement.
Okay.
I clearly told you it's just my suggestion for you. And I just gave you a suggestion because I was going through your profile. I didn't push you to go for it.
You did. You're right. And I appreciate that. And that's why I'm not angry or anything because, you know.
You get angry easily. So I was.
No, I know. I'm not angry. I'm just intense. I'm an intense person. Sometimes I sound like I'm angry when I'm not. I'm not angry.
You get angry.
People think I am, but I'm not.
You get angry most of the time on me. So that's why I'm trying to. I'm trying to say.
No, I'm not angry. I do agree. I mean, it would be nice to have an info page. I mean, an info thing there. It would. I would like that. I'm not sure about the picture. I'm not sure we really even need the picture because a lot of profiles don't have them. You know, it would be okay to have a picture, but I'm just not prepared to pay any more right now. It's just not, you know, not in the cards right now. And I hope that later we can add it. You know, I don't know. I mean,
exactly.
You seem skeptical about that.
No push from my side. No pressure from my side.
I just gave you a clear
suggestion, and the decision was always in your hand. I was just trying to explain it to you, how this works. So if you don't want it right now, it's all totally fine. I just gave you a suggestion.
Okay, let me just say goodbye to my wife. Hang on for a second, Henry. My wife's going to work. Hang on. I'll be with you in a minute.
Good luck.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. I'm sorry. She works nights in a hospital. I'm not mad. I know you've made it clear that it was optional, and I get that. I'm not exactly understanding why you think it's so critical that we do it now. I mean, you know, it just seems to me like the information.
One more time. Let me explain. If you have a Wikipedia page and you come to us for the editing, and I'm just telling you how we do the edits and how Wikipedia does allow the edits. First of all, if you want to change the content in the draft, you cannot change the content right away. You have to provide a reference behind the content. For example, you have written a new book, for example, and you want to add in your draft. So you must have a reference behind that
mm-hmm.
line. It means you have a reference behind an article that you wrote a new book. Let me explain.
Okay.
I explain it.
How
it works. So we provide a reference behind that edit and change the content. Then Wikipedia admin reviews that edit because when the page is sustained, Wikipedia doesn't allow that to easily get the content changed because they will see why someone wants to change the content if it's already written in a good manner. So if you want to add new information, you have to provide a very strong reference because Wikipedia wants to see why this was necessary and why this is, So edits work that way. So editing is a very crucial and very complex thing. And we always say to the client that
mm-hmm.
you have to be very patient in terms of edits because if we go ahead and do the edits one by one, it may harm your page. So we don't want to get
mm-hmm.
your page under the review of Wikipedia admins because when they review the page, they might get suspected that someone is you can say if this is a self-promotional thing, a person is doing by himself or paying someone, because Wikipedia doesn't allow that to edit your own page or you can add any information, because it's a free encyclopedia. It has to be stay free encyclopedia. So we have to maintain a very, you can say, a patient level of timeline to do the edits. So that's why I'm saying, yeah, we can do, we can
but,
do that.
But if I, okay, but let me ask you a question. And that's perfectly reasonable. I understand that. I accept that, of course, you know. But if I publish a new book and we want to add it, or you want that, you can add that, right? And with a reference showing that it there really is a book, right? I mean, what kind of reference do you require? I mean, or would Wiki require? Because things change all the time. I mean, I'm not dead. I'm still alive. I'm still writing. I'm still publishing. So but probably things will change, you know.
Definitely.
There'll be things to add.
You can, you see, the Wiki encyclopedia, the Wikipedia page works on the references. And every information in the page has to be cited by those references.
Okay. So what is a so what's wrong with that? Why is that so challenging? I mean, if it's real, then there will be a reference. Go ahead.
If client wants to add new information in his page on another page, they have to provide a reference, because you can see Wikipedia say that this content is approved by me, sustained by me.
But what's wrong with supplying a reference?
Because Wikipedia says
what's wrong with that?
Let me explain. Wikipedia says that we are an encyclopedic platform, and this page is sustained, and all the information is approved by us, and we accept that this is factual and should be written by read by other people. It's a factual information. When we add another line about anything else, so they see if it's true or not, and in order to prove that factual, we have to provide a reference. That's how we
get. But why not? What's wrong with that? So what? If it's true, then we have a reference.
Yeah.
Why is that a problem?
Sometimes you see, you are an author, so you must have wrote a book, and maybe someone published an article about you. But if you take an example of a software house, for example, they did something new, but not exactly, they may not have a reference or article about their change. So they came to us and say, edit that thing, we have done this thing in this year, but they don't have a reference behind information. So we suggest them to write a new article about that. So that's why.
Well, define what is a reference? Is a reference an article about? Define a reference. I mean, what does that mean? That means an article written about it.
Yeah,
what?
An article written about it, and you can say a written statement, an independent, neutral article. Someone wrote about you, and it's showing like it's an factual information or news. So Wikipedia accept that information.
So if I publish a new book, and it's listed in the publisher's website, and it's listed on Amazon, and it's listed at Barnes and Noble, and it's on all those lists, that's not enough for them to be convinced that it really exists.
Exactly.
It has to be written
add
about.
A book. We can add your book name in the Wikipedia draft, but in order to write about the content from your, actually, you must have something new in your book you want to add in your draft. And if you want
on the page, on my Wiki page, there's a place where it says published books, and we list all the books. We can't just add a book to that.
We can add the Amazon link, but you can say there are some, you can say a detailed paragraph about a book. You can see on many other.
Yeah, okay, so you're talking about if we write anything, if we write something more, that should change the context. I understand that, but as far as just listing things like, for instance, if I win another award, as long as we have a listing showing that that's true, I mean, we could add that onto the list of awards, right?
Awards, book names, award names, and book names.
Okay.
But We cannot add the content,
so
detailed version, detailed content about that explaining the book. You must see the author on Wikipedia page have explaining their book as a summarized version of their books. In order to do that.
Okay, I get it. So in order to expand anything in the body of it, we need it written about somewhere else. Like if somebody writes an article about it, then we can include that, but not without an article. Is that what you're saying? Okay, I get it. Now here's my question. What we're talking about in this info box, that's not all that is just listing basic information like name, birthplace, birth date, occupation. I've seen some of them that say marital status or number of children, something like that. We're not talking about any really substantive change. We're just listing basic facts that are already in the body of the story. So why would those require, those don't require any special references, do they? That's like adding a book title or an award, right?
You are taking it in a wrong way. I'm not saying they will require a new reference. Or old reference will work.
A new reference.
A reference in your draft will work. But we have to provide a reference. I'm just saying.
Okay,
that.
What reference? You mean I can't have an information block with my name and birth date unless somebody writes an article saying that this is my name and birth date?
Let me explain. You have an article about your book that say that David Holden wrote a book about this. For example, David Holden married this person, so it will consider as a reference. It will prove that your name, it will prove that you're an author. This will consider as a reference.
Okay,
is an occupation.
But the info. We're not connecting here. What this whole conversation about is not any new writing on the page. We're talking about an info box, right?
Exactly.
That contains basic information that's already on the page anyway.
Yeah.
Like my name. Wait a minute. Like my name and my birthplace. Well, the page already says my name and my birthplace and my birth date. You know, it's in there already. So we're just talking about adding a box that has basic bits of information that are already on the page.
Yeah,
we don't need new reference for that in terms of another article, do we?
Let me tell you how this works. When we submit the profile for the first time, and info box information is connected from the content, and when we make an info box on the published profile, we also do that to connect them from the info box. But also, for an author, for an occupation, we also provide a reference from the draft. So to show that's why we are making an info box, because he's an author, he's born on that date, because we are editing a profile. We cannot edit the profile just as we want. So editing is a different thing. Publishing a profile is a different thing. When you publish the profile, it automatically connects the info box from the content, because it's clearly stating that this info box came from the content. But when we are doing editing, we have to provide a reason behind that edit. I'm not saying we have to provide a reference, but we have to provide a reason behind that edit. And in order to do that, we will give a reference that yes, he's an author. Yes, his age is this. So we have to provide that reason behind that edit. So that reason is, I'm saying, your reference. So we will say yes. We will provide them a reference link from any reference link from your draft and say yes. You can read that. This is, he's an author. So we have to provide a reason behind the edit. So that's why I'm saying the editing is a very complex thing.
Okay. And what reason? What would an acceptable reason be?
Basically, you can say editing can be done by any person, but not all edits are accepted by Wikipedia, because they check the edits. So it's like when someone, any other person wants to edit your profile, their edits won't sustain. So you have to be a very reasonable behind the edits, and you have to
Okay, so if we want to If we want to add an info box,
yeah,
we have to. You're saying if we want to add an info box later, we have to provide a reason for wanting to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
Why we are providing?
What's an acceptable reason for adding an info box?
For example, we are providing a picture, so we will providing that an original picture, and we will show the references. Any other reference will show that you are this person. First of all, because your picture is not on the Wikipedia page right now. If it was in the Wikipedia and we are changing the picture, that's a whole different scenario. So we will provide a reference link which will clearly stating that this person is David Holden. Second thing, we have the reference that he is an author. You can check that. Just like that, we will do it for your date of birth. We will do any information. We are doing that. Also, then after the info box, we will link those occupations and any other with other Wikipedia page. You can see in the many Wikipedia profiles that linking is also done on the info boxes. Did you get my point?
Okay. Yeah. So your concern is that if we want to add an info page later, they won't see why it's necessary. They will say it's not necessary.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Because you can see that when the profile is sustained, they want a reason behind the edit, why this information is necessary for this page. Because they are an encyclopedia and they don't want to add any new thing in the page which is not factual for them. So we have to be reasonable for the edit. You have to understand. It's not like it's our personal profile. We can edit anything. No, it's an encyclopedic platform, and they have the access to do anything they want. And
okay. Well, here's another question.
I can tell you. If I am the only one sitting in the office, I'm not talking to you. All of my colleagues.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's continue this conversation tomorrow. I'll send you an email.
If you have any other concern, you can text me or we can continue our communication on text. And if you don't want
okay.
Any right now, it's totally fine. It's totally fine.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you want. If
okay.
You,
well, go ahead and send. Say again.
We can divide into two installments, and you can pay the second installment next month in any visible
okay.
date you want.
All right. Go ahead and send the email that you were working on, and then I'll respond tomorrow. And you go on home. And
I've already explained you all my details on the call. So this email is not
okay. I have one other question, but I'll save it till tomorrow.
Yeah, you can text me that message. I will reply to you on my way to home.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you, David, for your time. And trust me, I'm not pushing you.
I'd rather just email you tomorrow, if that's okay.
Yeah, it's all totally fine. It's totally fine.
All right. Yeah, because it's late here, too. I want to quit for the day. It's been a busy day, but send me whatever email you already sent, and then I'll just respond with my question tomorrow.
Okay.
I want to make sure that I don't know why we're not getting each other's emails either. I'm a little concerned about that. I want to make sure that's
every email the email you send, I almost got a teamwork. I think we have to look after it and try to resolve that because it's very.
Okay. Well, let's just use your private email address, the other one that you sent me, for now. Okay, let's just talk on there.
Also, your spam folder. Must be my email got there. Your spam filter.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, David, for your time, and you can text me.
All right. I'm sorry to keep you late, and we'll continue.
It's all right. It's all right. All right. Thank you, David.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.